it's one more meeting like the previous one that we've seen between Tsipras and the European partners. So in reality, not much to be expected, I think. They will. My view is that they are just going to repeat the same things that Greece has to pursue the reforms to accelerate the reforms that has promised to the European partners. So this will be the line. He went with a list of reforms, a first draft of the reforms that the Greek government is proposing. So I think that the discussion will be again on the same vein of reforms in exchange of an economic assistance via the Eurozone meeting.
Bit of a waste of time, really, isn't it?
Well, it's not a waste of time since no solution has been found yet, and there is no other solution in reality. So Greece has to find a way to deal with its funding problem within the Eurozone, and this is the only possibility. Angela Merkel is the leader of one of the strongest, if not the strongest country in the countries in the EU, which means that basically it's never a waste of time to discuss. But I think a lot of it is now down to the Greek government actually presenting the final reform list and starting implementing it in order for the next loan to come in, as it has been discussed also on Friday at the during the European Council meeting.
And what's high up on that list that Mr. Tsipras is bringing?
Well, they have various. I mean, they presented the same some of these reforms again earlier in during the month. It's public administration reform, combating tax evasion. There are some. Of course, there is a lot there about the humanitarian crisis, which a law has been just passed from the parliament. And this is causing, of course, some issues because it has more cost than gain. So there are various reforms in different parts of the economy and of the public administration, structural reforms, that they are not that different to what was already there in the memoranda. But the focus is now more on the structural reforms rather than the cuts and the austerity.
And it seems that this question of reparation from Germany for Nazi occupation might be discussed as well.
Yeah, this is something that has been brought up by the Greek government the last few weeks. I don't think there is much to be expected in this field. Up to recently, these two were seen as a very separate discussions. There was no linkage between the economic crisis and how Greece is going to deal with its current financial problems and the reparations. This was a discussion that was taking place for many, many years. Now the Greek government seems to bring them together without always admitting that the two are related, but they just say it's something that has been in the agenda for a long time and we need to discuss it and solve it. But I don't really think we will see any progress or anything new on that front.